Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing, cuz?
I'm doing all right. My knee gave out on me yesterday.
The fluid got behind my knee.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel everybody, they helped me though. I ain't fall hard. I feel about a little bit cuss. I grabbed on a car, felt the knee going out.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I've been having a problem with that knee, but I guess I forgot about it. Got too comfortable with it.
Oh, wow. That poem was beautiful yesterday.
Thank you. Everything. That was a beautiful service.
It really was.
That was a very beautiful service. Man, that was a beautiful service. And then, you know what I just thought about, you know, what touched me so hard was, you don't remember them towns, do you remember Norbertown and all them?
I don't.
You don't remember them towns? Well, they from Fauxhall with us. I'm talking about, they probably knowing them about, been knowing our family about 50 years. We can know, everybody know.
Wow.
But they're talking about all of them, they sisters, and you know, I got a daughter back. Wasn't they sisters? I'm talking about the sisters, the brothers. I'm talking about, it just touched me. Four, 50, 60 years, so it was very nice.
Oh, wow. That is awesome.
And everybody
awesome.
Got a chance to see, Lord. Everybody got a chance to see her.
Yeah, I know that Don was saying they were going to leave the casket open, which was really, really thoughtful, so that people, no matter what time they got in, because it's different now during the pandemic because everybody can't come in at the same time. So that was very considerate. Yeah,
because he let the pastor let people out, and then he asked people, all y'all who done seen, Lord, except for the family, but y'all just, and they went out and they let people come in, and they seen her. It was nice. And he took her grandchildren up there and booted her children up there, and they seen her again because they wanted to touch it. And, man, it was that was everybody got to see it.
Yeah, I think that's what blessed me the most. You didn't feel rushed. You felt like you had the opportunity to express your love, and that's so important in a time of loss, because everybody knows everybody in a different way.
Yeah. And you just said the key word. You didn't feel rushed. Mm-hmm. You didn't feel rushed, because usually they rush you, try to rush you to it.
Yeah, it didn't feel like that yesterday. It felt like they gave you opportunity to love her, to because it's going to be your last time. So it was a blessing. Yeah. We have somebody else, some others that have joined the call. Who else is on the phone with us?
Huggy.
Rosa.
Hi, Huggy. Hi, Rosa. Praise the Lord. Hey. Great to have you guys on. We try not to keep you on long at all. We just try to give people enough time to call in, and Jimmy usually opens it up, give us a word of encouragement, keeps us motivated, and then I do us a quick prayer, and then we are done and you're ready to go for the rest of your day. But if there are any prayer requests before we start, we want you to go ahead and let us know what your prayer request is. Okay, so Jimmy, go ahead and bring us on in, cuz.
Okay, I think, let me give him about 2 minutes, because we hunt Word Pentecost. They give about two minutes. Word, I just gave him the number. I just gave him the number. He said he was going to call. He wanted to call. I just want to chat again.
Okay.
He's gone through so much, about 2 minutes, yeah.
Okay. All right, well, we'll just put it on pause just for a minute and wait for everyone. We're just waiting for other people to call in. So while we're waiting, just have a mindset of prayer and just allow the spirit of peace to just sit on your heart till we're preparing.
I'm out here on the porch and I hear Doc snowing all the way out here.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay.
Okay. So did he say he was going to call in or?
Anybody call in?
Go ahead. Not anybody new. We still have the same number of callers we had initially.
Okay, we can go and start then you want to.
Okay.
Good morning, everybody. We want to just come to you and, you know, just ask for your prayer request. First, we want to thank God for God being so good to us. And, you know, thank God for the beautiful service that His presence was felt yesterday. And, you know, today my encouragement, the words I want to say today is, you know, just hold on no matter what you're going through. Trouble don't last always. And just, you know, sometimes it feels like there ain't nowhere to turn to, but we can always turn to God because He'll just be there, continue to be that friend that we forever need, and He'll never need nor forsake us. Ask God to continue to bless my family, bless my grandchildren, my children, my aunts, uncles, my mother, my father, my family peers, sisters, brothers, nieces, nephews, cousins, aunts. Just bless us in a mighty way. You know, I just want to just can encourage you to just hold on no matter what you're going through. Just don't give up. Just don't give up the fight. And it's time for us to draw near to God. He's a friend to the very end.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Drawing near, which is a common theme I've heard today. Thank you, Lord. And we want to continue to draw near to Him. And He says, if you draw nigh unto me, I will draw nigh unto you. And so we bless Him for that today. And my husband told me to make sure I say to y'all, if you worry, don't pray. And if you pray, don't worry. And so we know that familiar saying, but we really want to make sure that we keep that close to our heart. And so we're praying this morning so that we can release all anxieties, all worries, all frustrations. We release all them today, and we just lay it all on the altar this morning, giving it all to God, knowing that He is the author and the finisher of our faith, knowing that we can talk to God, that He is near unto us, that He wants us to talk to Him. And so this morning, I just want to say a simple prayer. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning for waking us up. Thank you. Thank you for touching our minds to do your will. Thank you, Lord God, for being with us. We ask you first, God, to wash and cleanse us and forgive us of our sins, God. Anything that we've said or done that is not pleasing in your sight, God, we lay those sins on the altar this morning, knowing, God, that if you said it, we confess our sins, that you're faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness. And so today we come before you, thanking you for our family, thanking you for what you're doing in our family. Thank you, Lord, for how you have watched over us, God, even in the things that we don't understand. You've been very present. You've been very real, God. And we thank you for that on this morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you continue to strengthen our heart and give us a mind, Lord, to continue to press on, even in these days and in this hour. We pray, God, that you'll begin to set a hedge of protection around our family, those who may be on the phone this morning, if there's any sickness in their body, anything, God, that they're dealing with, God. I thank you that you are a healer, and, God, that you will begin to touch every abnormality. God, we thank you for Jimmy on this morning, God, that you're already touching his knees, that you're already touching his body, that you're already giving him strength, God. Lord God, that you're being with him even now, God, that no weapon formed against him shall be able to prosper. And we thank you on this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, that you are showing yourself strong and mighty as a faithful God, as a faithful deliverer, the one, God, that we can call on in the time of distress and in trouble, and you will answer us. Father, I pray for those, God, that have more questions than answers, God, even as they're dealing with life. And God, I pray that you'll begin to reveal yourself, God, all of the tragedy, God, do all of the things that are unexplainable to some, God, even through the hard times and things, God, that they don't seem, God, to even know how to push through. I pray this morning in the name of Jesus, God, that you'll begin, Lord God, to reveal yourself to them even the more. Father, I thank you, God, because life seems like it's just been life, God, with no relief. But I pray this morning, God, that you'll begin to just show, God, hallelujah, that you are God, that you are in tune, that you are aware that they are not by themselves, no matter how sometimes difficulties come, that they are not without a help. You said that you were leaving the comforter for us, God, so that we would not be without help. So we have help. We have your strength, God, your presence, God. We thank you that you are our paraclete and that you are walking with them. So, Father, I pray that you'll begin to teach them even the more how to call on your name, how to trust in you, knowing, God, that your word says that you are nigh unto them that be of a broken and a contrite spirit. And so, God, wherever there's a place of contrition and a place of brokenness and a place, God, where they just feel void, I thank you that you're the help today. And, Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus, show them, God, the way. Show them, God, hallelujah. Lead them daily in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord God, cover their minds with wisdom, God. Give them understanding. Lord God, I thank you for it today, God. Be in their families, God. Watch over their children, God. In the name of Jesus, God, even during this time of pandemic, God, surround them with health, God. In the name of Jesus, cause them to be attuned and alert, God. Hallelujah. Oh, God, I thank you for their life. I thank you for longevity. I thank you, Lord God, for sustaining. I thank you for keeping, God, and I thank you most of all, God, for peace, giving peace, God. Sometimes when the enemy comes against our mind, God, and tries to beg, God, that you'll give them peace, that they will not, God, retreat and hide away. When they have so many, oh, God, that they can reach out to, God, I pray against the spirit of isolation, God, and separation sometimes that tries to hit our heart and makes us think, God, that we're by ourselves and nobody understands. Father, I pray today, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you begin to give them peace and they'll know, Lord, that you are with them always, even until the end of this age. Father, we bless you and we honor you for it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, I love you all and be encouraged. And for anyone that's on this line and you just feel like sometimes that people just don't understand and you sometimes just feel like that desire to go into recluse, to go into hiding and don't be bothered, I want you to know that God is there in that place with you. Hallelujah. But don't allow yourself to escape to that place so often. Because sometimes all it is just the enemy trying to isolate us and discourage us. There's a scripture in the Bible where there was two people getting ready to go to war, and it was an older prophet and a young prophet. And the older prophet told the young prophet, even though there were armies coming against them, that the Lord was with them, and he told them there'll be more with us than there are with them. And sometimes it seems like what you're going through is so heavy, and you feel like there is nobody there, but I want to encourage you today. There are more people for you than there are people against you. Even Amen. Though you may know the ones that are against you, there are still so many people who support you, so many people who love Amen. You, so many people who want you to do well, so many people who want you to succeed. So don't focus on the ones that are against you. Focus on the ones who love Amen. You and allow them the access to come in and encourage you. I love you. I love you. I love you some more. God bless you and have a great day.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Ooh. You too. Bye-bye.
I receive that. Don't be here. I receive that because, like, what I've been feeling and going through with the people, like, all I just need is a sincere apology. You know, love is a verb. It shows action, you know, and I ain't perfect. Yeah, I mess up, but I don't be hating. You know, it's stuff be out of love that I hate. I be trying to have hate with people. But some people receive stuff as hate or can't accept criticism. I can accept criticism and fix it, but I can't accept criticism from somebody trying to hate me or misunderstand my feel. You feel me? And that's where I'm at. And I receive it, but I still just feel like I don't, you know, feel like a whole bunch of people of that energy, you know. Because, like, even yesterday, it was a lot of energy, and I didn't even try to. I tried to just go to my grandma's funeral, you know. And it was good to see everybody, but not under them circumstances per se, but, you know, what I was just feeling like with some people at my grandma's house, yeah, it's been heavy because, like, you know how I love my grandma and do anything for her, everything. But they stayed out. They got a problem with me coming there to clean up. And they always say that stupid stuff and act like that because they don't want to do it. But how can you not want to do something better for where you live at? But yourself. But then I'm coming to help do it for my grandma. They want to block. So, yeah, I pull away because I don't want to disrespect her and her house with them. Because I ain't going to lie. If they get at me, I'm going to get back at them because it just have gotten to that. You know, I ain't going there and say, y'all get up, clean up this house, giving no orders. I just went in there doing stuff. They should have just saw it and caught on. But y'all came and helped me too, you feel me? That's why a lot of times I be glad people be with me because it don't always just be me. You know? And I can't take all that blame and responsibility. But, yeah, you can't go messing up where people stay at, rearranging stuff. But that's my grandma's house. Yeah, they stay there. But, okay, you better move around accordingly when I get done. And you see, you know, that wasn't such a bad thing. We got in there, got things done, and we could have did all that we wanted to do. But, you know, it was getting heavy. So I felt the need for me to just stay away because I was loose. I would have been weak and didn't do that stuff. I didn't want to do that. When, you know, I didn't want to do that, period. But then let alone at her house, you know, when they come over my house, they don't act like that. Miss P, this, that, and the third, all that, there, you know. Acting like we cool, but then get over there in front of their mama, their grandmama, they want to nut up. Why? Because she going to save them. That's why they do it, because she save them. She instructed us on how to deal with people. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Don't, you know, don't steal. Don't do this, don't do that, you know. But everybody do everything, so nobody ain't perfect. My thing of it is that, like, if you get called out on the move, get called out on the move and fix it if it's real. Because, like, say for instance, like when I be getting on you, like, nah, Rosa, you gonna save some of your money, gonna buy you some clothes, pay your bills, and, you know, if you feel like I'm telling you something wrong, then, okay, I can understand if you say, nah, I don't want to pay no bills, I don't want to buy no clothes, I don't want to get my hair fixed, do none of the stuff I want to do. I just don't want to do nothing but all day, a week. Then your money gone. What? You're just going to be broke, right? So why not do what's best for you? That's what I want you to do, what's best for you. You know what you need. And if you got the funds and the things to do what you need to do for you, do that. Because you don't want to bother nobody with.